Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brillhart. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brillhart. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting second. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting third. The right fielder, Les Mann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Foster Edwards. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Foster Edwards. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Adams scores. Heathcote moves to third. Webb moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Wirtz now pitching. Andy High now playing second base. Doc Farrell now playing shortstop. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh bunts towards the mound. Brillhart fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a pop-up towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brillhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Brillhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brillhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-1 in the game. Pick bunts towards the mound. Wirtz fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heathcott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of man. Heathcott reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcott moves to third. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of man who is chasing the ball. Stevenson reaches third base with a triple. Heathcott scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-0 in the game. Welsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-1 in the game. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck bunts towards the mound. Wirtz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Hartnett scores. Beck moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Brilhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brilhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Brilhart strikes out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-1 in the game. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brill Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Welsh. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Webb bunts towards first. Burris scoops it up and throws to first, with high covering, for the out. Heathcote moves to third. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Art Mills now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to third. It's 7-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-0, Cubs. Jim Brillhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brillhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Brillhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-1 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. Pick hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and moves to third. 2 outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 2 in the game. Mann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welsh moves to second. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Welsh moves to third. Mann moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Welsh tags and scores. Mann tags and moves to third. Burris tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Cubs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Mann scores. Burris scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. High hits a line drive towards first. Grimm juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimm. Brown moves to third. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beck hits a fly ball towards center. Welsh settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Welsh. Hartnett moves to second. Jim Brillhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brillhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Brillhart bunts towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Beck moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett scores. Beck moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 3 in the game. Pick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreaux pinch hits for Art Mills. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Moore moves to second. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Welsh moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heathcote, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Welsh scores. Burris goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-6, Cubs. Guy Bush now pitching. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to home to get Farrell. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Goldsmith now pitching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote bunts towards the mound. Goldsmith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. High hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith pinch hits for Hal Goldsmith. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Genewich now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of man. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg pinch hits for Eddie Moore. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. Two outs. Jack Fournier pinch hits for Les Mann. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Boston Braves, 6. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.